When we see Hashem's wrath and tragedy strikes in the world, non-Jewish nations, just as the recent events in Japan, what should our mindset be? I know that tragedy is a message to we, the Jewish people, a wake-up call. But after we realize we must strengthen ourselves and serve Hashem better, how to process such devastation and suffering? The images we are presented with and the articles are horrific. Is it okay to feel heartache for this human suffering, or is it not aligned with Torah? I just get confused emotionally when events like this happen and would appreciate some guidance from the Rav. Thank you for your time. CM from Jerusalem. Okay, let me tell you, Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, who says that when it says that one should pray for the welfare of the government, because without a government, there's anarchy and people swallow each other up alive, it's not talking only in a place where that would affect Jews. But even if it affects no Jews at all, a righteous person is concerned about the welfare of all human beings. Avraham Avinu, even though he hated the wickedness of Sodom, davened for the people that they shouldn't be destroyed. And the Netziv, in his preface to Hamik Dover in Sefer Bereishis, explains that a real righteous and pious person is also a yosher, he is also a straight person, insofar that he cares for all human beings and deals with them straightforward and with justice and righteousness, and therefore feeling heartache that human beings suffer. Even our enemies, it says that at the Pesach Seder we take a little bit out of our cup because when our simcha is not complete, when even our enemies had to suffer, even Rishoyim had to suffer. Surely people who are not Rishoyim just happen to be Goyim. Goyim are not wicked people. There are wicked Goyim, but not all Goyim are wicked. And to see that people suffer and people are killed should bring out sympathy and empathy from a really proper Torah Jew, and use that sympathy and empathy first of all in understanding that God's ways are righteous, even though we don't understand them, but God wants us to feel bad for human beings that suffer, take a lesson from it, and respect and honor all of God's creations.